Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is January 9th, 2006, the feast of Blessed Julia Chester Emery. The Episcopal Church has not always been as inclusive of women as it is today. In the late 19th century, for example, women were not permitted to serve the church on official church boards. Local vestries, all the way to the General Convention, were all men. But in some places there were women's auxiliaries, shadow boards with the same mission as the main group, but for women. In 1871, the General Convention authorized a woman's auxiliary for the powerful Board of Missions and appointed Julia Chester Emery's sister Mary to lead it. After 4 years, she stepped down and Julia Emery herself began her 40-year leadership of the board. The most striking result of her tenure was the creation of the United Thank Offering. You've probably seen the little blue boxes used to collect the offering, which goes to support missionary work, both here in the United States and overseas. From its creation to today, millions upon millions of dollars have been collected, and many good works have been done because of the UTO. If Julia Chester Emery were doing her missionary work today, she would be one of the most powerful leaders in the church. But you know, she was one of the most powerful leaders of the church in her own time, too. Even though she worked within the patriarchal reality of the time and seemed content to live within those limits, she understood the true power in Jesus' words that made up part of the scripture appointed for today. Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be the slave of all. Julia Chester Emery modeled the way to live out that truth. I, for one, am glad for the fact that the Church has included men and women in ordained ministry and in the governance of the denomination. If only we were more intentional about growing into the fullness of the ministry of grassroots organization and servant ministry that the missionary leader Julia Chester Emery modeled for us so completely over 100 years ago. Let us pray. God of all creation, you call us in Christ to make disciples of all nations and to proclaim your mercy and love. Grant that we, after the example of your servant Julia Chester Emery, may have vision and courage in proclaiming the gospel to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ, our light and our salvation, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed William Laud. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.